escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. On. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Apparently a bus has just pulled up to Flowery Branch. It is dropping off six new right tackles to try out for the position. As the Falcons continue to sign guys and bring them in.
When you say bus, did you mean garbage truck?
No. I mean like one of those big Greyhound buses.
Did the bus say waste management on the side? Now again, Day-Day shaking his head. You're talking about somebody's career. I'm like, yeah, whatever, Day-Day. We're trying to find somebody who's been released from another team to plug in and become, you know, a starting,
we need
a
help.
Veteran starting tackles, which
we
lost.
Help is yes, what we need.
Grave danger. Is there another kind?
Thank you, Colonel Jessup.
Ryan Hayes, they brought in. He's going to be on the practice squad.
I loved him in the Freebirds, the wrestling group. No, never mind.
That's another Hayes.
That's Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes. Seventh round pick 2023 from the Dolphins. They brought in Carter Warren, Mike, from the Jets.
Yes, they did.
Who was released, a fourth round pick. And we're saying
six starts in the National Football League.
We're saying this, guys.
Not so good at pass blocking, according to Jets insiders.
Well, let's hope he's better. Look, that's what we're talking about, these guys on the bus. Literally, it feels like, and I use the word desperate, and then Mike went down this dark path of where we are.
Next thing you know, you're telling me that Terry Fontenot is going to hop in a pickup truck and head on down to City Marcus at the Home Depot. Anybody want to play right tackle?
You got the size.
A key?
Jump in here. So yeah, man, it feels that way because they're bringing in all these guys. Understand this. It's reinforcements. I'm fine with it. And maybe some of these guys can play. Maybe they get acclimated. Maybe they help us along the way. If we win games, I do not care. At the end of the day, I don't care. But it is a concern. And I wasn't concerned until yesterday the news became official that Caleb McGarry, you know, was done.
Hey, and Terry, I said this, you know, a lot of the things I didn't like the first couple of years of his stewardship as the GM, I've always given our general manager, Terry Fontenot, credit for the depth on the line. This year, we don't have that depth. This year, the second team looked really weak in preseason action because you saw the second team play and the third team play almost the entire game. You never saw your first team. We saw the second team really get manhandled by our first team defense, and then we saw the Titans do likewise. So that's a concern. You know, look, not Terry's fault because no one could anticipate losing a guy you just gave us a contract extension to for the season and then having one of the better backups in football, Storm Norton, go out. So that's where, I mean, this is a tough position for anybody. Take any of the elite general managers in the league, you know, whether that would be Howie Roseman or, you know, take whoever's running the Chiefs, you know, you name it. So it's just a tough spot to be in. But this is now, hopefully, this is going to be, and they get coached up, and we've got the right coaches. And Dwayne Ledford, Carl, gets these guys and turns the lemons into lemonade the way Dean Pease did on defense.
It's possible. Let's go, Led. Let's coach these guys up. Practice squad, real quick, before we get into some more stuff around the NFL, and there's lots of news going on, guys, and guys ending up in places where you thought they might not. Kobe Bryant, not that Kobe, rest in peace. C-O-B-E-E, Kobe Bryant, back to the practice squad. And you're going, wait, guys, didn't you guys talk about him? Yes, because he's a three-time first-team all-Big 12 standout at Kansas. And they brought him in here, and he's long, Mike, and I thought he had a good camp. Again, sometimes it's a numbers game. It's not whether you can play.
It's the same conversation we had about Jalen Walker. Now, Jalen Walker's not getting cut. Jalen Walker's going to be on this team and be a star. But a guy who's an undrafted free agent, I've got high confidence in Jalen. But a guy like Kobe Bryant with a C is an undrafted free agent. He's got to not be able to miss practice. He missed the last week and a half of practice.
Too much.
So there you go. Coaches can't evaluate him. So that's why would he perhaps earned a roster spot? Well, now he's on the practice squad. You're making good money doing that, but someone else can always come in and grab him.
Easton Stick is back, guys. Easton Stick is back.
I like that.
Nick Nash is back.
Nick Nash, man. That guy, no, I thought he was decent at camp, but we didn't get to see a lot of him because he was so low on the depth chart.
No doubt. Ryan Hughes, is that another tackle? The Ryan Hughes, is that right? I'm looking at? Just kind of looking at some of the names here, the guys that are coming back. Now, the one thing that we do have a question about is, Mike, kicker. Is Krieg going to be back? What's the situation there?
Well, he clears waivers, and we don't have to waste an extra spot on the practice squad because that international rule they set up.
Yep.
So we'd have him, and I think it's good to have an insurance policy. Look, he's got a huge leg. He just can't dial it in consistently. That's one of the things we saw in the preseason. We saw at practice. He can hit from 65, but he's a 50-50 from 45 and up.
All right. We'll continue to run down these names that some of you are familiar with, some you're not. But again, a couple of offensive tackles added to the practice squad to help this Falcon football team. And again, this is what I was saying about Elijah Wilkinson. He is your best option. Because you weren't going to bring anybody in here and in 8 days have them ready to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and have the familiarity that you needed with, number one, the plays, play calling, and what your execution is supposed to be. So you're bringing in these guys. This is break glass in case of an emergency.
Right.
But Elijah Wilkinson is your best option. All right, we got a lot more to get to. Let's get to a 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's start with the Chiefs. Rashee Rice. He's going to miss 6 games, fantasy football players. This comes down earlier today, being suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. We knew that the league was going to come down. We didn't know what this would look like. A lot of times you go 6, he appeals, it's 4, he has accepted it. Okay? So this stems from last year's speeding racing incident that happened in Dallas. And now we know, Mike, how the NFL has come down with the Kansas City Chiefs and Rashee Rice.
You know, we spent a lot of time talking about it when that accident went down because, you know, a lot of us guys who listen to the show, a lot of car guys and a lot of folks who like to go fast. You know, you want to go on an open road, you know, and again, it's never safe. I am not trying to rationalize it, but when you start doing that stuff where you're weaving in and out, people get killed. And you've seen enough videos out there. And the video for this one was they're lucky someone didn't get killed.
No doubt.
So, I mean, you know, if you want to go, you're an NFL player, you got enough coin, go have a track day. Take your boys out. You can go to any, you go to Texas Motor Speedway. You go to a road course.
Wherever.
And let it rip. But you can't be doing that. And that game is death. And so that's why they suspend them like they did.
Yeah. It's a bad look for the league. Obviously, you don't want your star players being involved in any of that. But it's also just a bad look for him. He's got to mature. And he says he's learned a lot from that situation. And the other thing was, for those who forgot, he left the scene. Like, yeah, they wrecked this car. And then they tried to run and leave the highway. And, you know, come on. Everybody saw you. Kyle Hamilton, guys. Safety for the Ravens. Now the highest paid safety as he resets the safety market. The highest paid safety in NFL history was $21.25 million. Kyle Hamilton, who was an all-pro, by the way. 4-year extension worth over $100 million. So, Former first-round pick, certainly one of the best safeties. I think we got the best guy in Bates, but this guy is very close, if not number one.
And if you're looking for pedigree for Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame, who had more interceptions than anybody in college football, he was a big pick out of Notre Dame.
He was.
Brookhaven, by the way, went to Marist. Remember, we had him on the show way back when. But anyway, good for him. That's like making Jesse Bates look like a deal, doesn't it?
It does. And this is what happens. We know the market changes, but when we brought Jesse in, he was the highest paid safety as far as free agency, and you had to cut that check because we absolutely needed him. Meanwhile, what else is going on around the league, Mike? The Micah Parsons situation. Here's the deal. He'll be active. I don't think he plays week one. How? He's not practiced one time the entire Cowboys camp.
And does Schottenheimer have to send a message to his troops? Or, I mean, at this point, the troops, they hate Jerry Jones's guts. They got Micah's back. And is he like Lawrence Taylor, where he could basically show up, you know, in boxer shorts, handcuffed to a bedpost from some stripper, and go out and have three sacks in a night?
He could.
That actually happened, by the way. You can look it up.
He could. He was high, though, wasn't he?
No, that too.
Okay. Here's Dak Prescott about how he feels about the Micah situation.
No, I've got confidence. I've told y'all that well way back when. And I'm just going off of experience, honestly. No different than mine. So I've got confidence in that. Just hoping, which I know he is, he's ready to play. There's been a case of something similar to this the last 3 years, I believe. So if not before, I mean, I guess, right? Not necessarily. I think that's people can take it however they want. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of part of the way guys think and see things around here.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We will see. No resolution in sight. And by the way, the Cowboys, if you don't realize this, they're the kickoff game. So they're playing
Eagles.
Yeah. The kickoff game is that Thursday. And then we get football Friday in Brazil again with the Chiefs. This is countdown time for them.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
So do I. Fourth and One is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's an interesting thing, because people are already asking, is Aaron Rodgers, is this going to be your final year? We know he's going to start in Pittsburgh. We'll see how good they're going to be. Former coach Arthur Smith, our guy here, is now there as the offensive coordinator. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll reassess all that in the end, but I signed a 1-year contract, so there was there was nothing about in there about playing longer than 1 year. But we'll see how it goes. Obviously, you'd love to have success and be healthy, and we can start there and have some success, make a run. That'd be really special, and then we'll figure that out come next February.
Hey, Aaron, you want a coffee? Can we help you out there? Orange just said in our ear, is he in a library?
Sounds like it. I mean, that was a weird atmosphere.
Yeah. By the way, is he going to put a big number on the Jets?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because it is personal. And he was asked about his time with the Jets. How would he describe it? this is Aaron Rodgers.
I wish it had gone differently up there, for sure. But I put all I had into it. I mean, I tore my Achilles and battled my ass back to come back to practice to inspire the guys and hope to come back. You know, I put a lot into it, and I'm sorry it didn't work out, but I'm thankful for the couple of special moments that they were had.
Lucky for Aaron, the NFL over the years, although they didn't go public with it, folks around the National Football League Players Association have felt random drug testing for marijuana is no longer a thing, Carl.
It's not.
I wish it had gone differently.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's in a dark room and doing something. There's just no doubt.
Or he's very sleepy.
I'm going to go with A. 404-726-0929. He is completely.
But why is he sleepy?
He's completely laid back, is he not?
Well, maybe that's where you want to be, the week or two before the season starts. Get your chakras right, Carl. Be centered. Your crystals are in the room. You got your head right.
Wow.
Maybe you're in a hyperbaric chamber. Maybe you did sensory deprivation chamber, perhaps. Did your whole ayahuasca. You're good to go.
He's doing all that stuff. Hey, man, as we talk about stuff that is going on around the league, there are some moves. And again, some worth mentioning when you say, all right, hey, what happened to this guy? Like, Mike, Adam Thielen's going back to Minnesota. He was in Carolina.
You mean Thielen and
Diggs.
That, if you're an old listener to the show, that was one of our things. But, yeah, I mean, okay. He's over there. You got Cooper Kupp in Seattle. You got a lot of guys, kind of some wide receivers that have some skills, but do they have anything left in the tank, I guess, is the question.
Yeah. Carlos Washington has just been announced. All right, he's back. Carlos Washington to the practice squad.
Yeah, I like him too. You know, we talk again. This goes back. We had this passionate conversation with some of our audience about, you know, Jalen Walker. And it, guys, Jalen Walker can be a superstar, and he may be one of the best Falcons to ever dress out. All we can do is tell you why James Pierce Jr. is getting so much more attention, because he showed out, because he was able to practice, he was able to perform. So even though you didn't maybe see him do some stuff in that first game, he was drawing double teams that first preseason game. He did enough at camp where people that came from around the cover of the, you know, the NFL have been talking about him, like Lewis Riddick today.
Yeah, and Riddick said he thinks he could lead the league in sacks, which is that's bold. I'd love to see it. I mean, you talk about us falling into something pretty special. That
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would be it. For all the conversations you've had, we'll never get. Look. Well, there you go.
Right.
If that's something like that was to happen, then it would completely change how we feel about, you know, that whole edge rush thing, and we got a guy, but we need to have more than one. And that other guy is you know, the guy that we haven't seen a lot of.
And maybe he's out there at 100% right now, and he's putting the work in, and Ulbrich's already cooking some stuff up for Jalen Walker. We're just not privy to it because a lot of this stuff is now not open to the media.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.